Epilogue. I leaned back in my command center and skimmed the report that Eileen had just sent me. She would come in to tell me about it in a minute, but I wanted to get a broad overview first. After all, it wasn't every day that we discovered signs of life on another planet, even if it was on the other side of the galaxy. No actual life forms had been detected yet, of course, but that was only because we hadn't launched our craft yet. Still, all the telltale signs of life were there, and since we had searched for months to find the next frontier, now that this planet was under my control, this all seemed pretty damn promising. Eventually, I would want to be the first one to go explore this planet, but I would bring my superpowered women with me. Elizabeth had set up the non-profit superhero organization so well that it would function fine without her for a few decades. Plus, she had hired people that she trusted, so she could delegate anything that she needed to. The CEO and the board of directors of the Warden's Corp would roll over in their graves if they knew how Elizabeth had transformed their organization once I bought it out some 9 months ago. Now, it was the most successful non-profit in the world, and once superheroes realized what our vision for the new organization was, they had flocked from all over the globe to come and help us make the world a better, safer, and fairer place. Still, it would be quite a while before we were prepared for an in-person exploration of these life signs on this far-off planet, but we had all the time in the world. So, then at some point after my women and I checked it out for ourselves, I would need to enlist some other superheroes who might be interested in deep space exploration. Of course, the superheroes who would help me explore the galaxy might not even be born yet, but again, I had time for that.
Did you have a chance to look at the report I sent over?
Eileen asked as she strode into the room. You mean the report that you literally just sent to me? I smirked at my beautiful android. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
So, as you can see, there is a promising planet here that seems to show signs of carbon-based life forms.
Eileen said, as she pointed to the model of our galaxy.
With a little more time, we should have our craft ready to send out on an exploratory mission.
It's amazing how much we can get done when there's no crime to worry about.
Yes, it is much easier to focus on space exploration when there is not a new crime reported every second somewhere in the world.
Well, the CDS has certainly helped with that.
So has the fact that the CDS is now in every city in the world.
Elizabeth said from the doorway.
Do you mind if we come in?
Oh, of course not, I said with a grin. Elizabeth walked into the room with one hand on her pregnant belly, and I couldn't help but stare at how beautifully the black-haired superheroine glowed. The healing abilities that I had given myself from Badger's DNA had actually reversed my vasectomy. So all three of my human women had become pregnant the night I'd killed Optimo and fucked all of them in a deliciously long-lasting orgy. Norma and Penumbra followed Elizabeth into my command center, and they looked just as beautiful as she did. Penumbra was the farthest along, but she still floated along just above the ground with both her hands against her swollen belly. It wouldn't be too long before she gave birth to my first son, and then Norma and Elizabeth would both give birth to my daughters shortly after that. While Elizabeth and Penumbra both wore long dresses that skimmed their curves and let them feel as comfortable as possible, Norma still insisted on wearing pants and a fitted blouse. She didn't mind showing off her pregnant belly, since for one thing she liked people to know that she was carrying Miles Nelson's child. But it was also because now that she knew how her omni-average superpower worked, she refused to go back to skirts or oversized blouses or anything that would make her feel like my mousy little assistant instead of the badass superheroine that she really was.
So, what's all this?
Penumbra asked as she hovered beside me and looked at the display.
I think someone is looking for some new territory to conquer,
Elizabeth said with a smile.
You're never content to just sit back and let things happen, are you?
Well, if I did that, then nothing would ever get done.
That is objectively true. If my creator had not killed Optimo, then the Wardens would still be the strongest force in the world. And if the Wardens were still the strongest force in the world, then my creator would never have been able to convince every major city in the world to buy his CDS in order to prevent crime. And if...
I mean, no. If every major city in the world hadn't installed CDS, then every minor city in the world wouldn't have followed their example, and the world might still be a really fucked up place. Instead, Miles single-handedly fixed crime rates all over the world.
Norma said as she slipped her arm through mine.
Earth is basically a utopia now, and the CDS makes sure it stays that way. And it also doesn't hurt that we now have a whole nonprofit of superheroes who are willing to go anywhere in the world to help people just because it's the right thing to do, not because of any corporate payout or sponsor bullshit. Plus, it doesn't hurt that if anybody breaks the rules, they know the evil genius will kill them. And that's just if they're lucky. Most think you'll torture them first.
It's definitely helpful to be feared by anyone with criminal tendencies. Especially since with all my powers now, I can go anywhere at any speed.
Yeah, you're basically like the emperor of the whole world now.
And that's just the beginning. I said with a nod at the display in front of me again.
That's just one of the many, many things that we love about you, Miles. You always push yourself to be better. And even now that you're the most powerful superhero in the world, you are still looking for new enemies to conquer and new worlds to rule.
Well, I like to keep things interesting, I said with a smirk. I just wonder how long it will be before we can go explore the possible life on this planet for ourselves, and not just send an unmanned craft.
I can't imagine it will take too long. After all, it's only been a year since you killed Optimo, and think about everything that we've already accomplished.
That's very true. Things have certainly been easier since Optimo hasn't been around to get in our way.
Or anyone else's. Besides, it's not like we have to worry about how long it will take to get ourselves up into space. After all, we are all going to live forever.
I was always going to live forever. But I'm glad that you all will join me now.
Fuck yeah. Thanks to my advances in genetics, we all have the anti-aging power of Captain Youth now. So we're not going anywhere.
And don't forget all the other powers that we were able to add to our own. It is super badass. I know I finally figured out my superpower thanks to Miles, but now I just get to play with it and keep discovering new things about it for, well, forever. I can't believe we'll get to see what the world is like 100 years from now. Oh, it's so exciting that it really just seems like a dream.
Oh, 100 years is nothing, I said as I gestured at the map of the galaxy in front of us. Just think about this. 1,000 years from now, humans will be spread out across the entire universe. But I'll still be alive. And so will the four of you.
We'll be so old. Nah, we might be smarter and stronger, and we might have been around for a long time, but we won't actually be older. We'll still feel exactly like we do today. Just maybe not pregnant anymore. Or maybe we're pregnant with your 100th child.
Elizabeth said with a wink at me.
After all, our bodies won't ever get old, so we'll be able to have as many children as you want.
Well, that sounds good to me. I love all of you, and I'm sure I'll love all the babies you give me. We can all explore the universe together.
You know, it's funny. The Maniac and Optimo both thought they were gods.
It was bad enough that Optimo thought he was God's gift to women.
Penumbra said with a roll of her eyes.
Even though there's no way he ever made a woman orgasm a single time before Miles killed him.
Yeah, Optimo thought he was so powerful. And it's not like he was weak or anything. Miles was just smarter, and that made him stronger than Optimo could have ever dreamed. And the Maniac thought that just because he could see into the future, he must be the most badass super to ever live. He thought he could arrange everything so carefully that nothing would ever go wrong. But look where he ended up. 6 feet under, and just as dead as Optimo and the Shadow Knight.
Actually, I do not think that the Maniac ended up 6 feet underground. He did not receive a traditional burial, and in fact, Greyville cremated his remains to get rid of all traces that he had ever existed.
Then that asshole got exactly what he deserved. He might have been smart, but he wasn't smart enough to see that Miles was the one who really had all the power. You mean that Miles was actually the one who was like a god? Exactly.
Elizabeth said, and leaned over to give me a quick kiss. The Maniac was a clever criminal, I said with a smirk. But he was no evil genius.
And he certainly wasn't a god. After all, only a god could live forever and be all powerful like you, Miles.
Plus, only a god could rule over the entire world.
And one day, all of space, too.
It's true, I said as I pulled my women closer to myself and looked at my android's report again. One day, all of this will be mine. And you'll all be right there with me to share it.
You are objectively the most perfect specimen of either human or superhero.
That's definitely true. You also just so happen to be the most badass. Basically, you're the bossiest boss of all bosses.
Norma said with a smile.
It's only because of your vision that the world is such a safe place now. Plus, we get to have a hell of a lot more fun now that we don't have to worry about Optimo or the Wardens or any of the bullshit corporate corruption. I think what we're all trying to say is that you're incredible, Miles.
Elizabeth laughed as she leaned her head on my shoulder. I know, I said with a grin. I was a genius, but I never predicted that trying to stop crime by killing supervillains would lead me here, to my place as the immortal ruler of the world, along with my four lovers. My women were absolutely right, of course. After all, there was only one person smart enough to turn the world into a utopia and rule it with a firm fist. Me. And soon, I'd also rule the universe. The end.